When Claire Fenton initially chose the University of Victoria, it was due to its smaller campus and access to disability support services. Living with a disorder that causes migraines and fainting spells, Fenton has trouble focusing in regular testing environments and struggles with processing lectures while writing notes. Being dependent on accommodations and having had poor experiences with educational institutions, UVic seemed like the right choice, she said. However, 3 months into her studies, she is now in her second year. Fenton said the university began to fail her when its policies changed. It's why she signed a petition designed to push the university's senior administration to address what's described as current serious problems with UVic's student accommodation system. The university trying to do this now makes me incredibly angry, Fenton said. The petition, which describes a crisis in accommodations delivery, was launched September 8 by a coalition of all unions and major student groups at UVic. Concerns stem from a 2023 decision to have common, familiar accommodations, such as distraction-free exams, managed by the Office of the Registrar and Enrollment Management, ORAM, rather than through the Center for Accessible Learning, CAL. CAL is now focused on those with complex needs only. Professors now also have increased responsibility for managing accommodations. One of the problems is that there is no guarantee that professors will treat accommodations in the same way, said Hannah Brown, student representative for the UVic Society for Students with a Disability. At one point, Fenton was forced to take an exam without proper accommodations, resulting in markedly different results than her past exams, she said. Additionally, she described her accommodation for a note-taker as almost never fulfilled. Some professors never even ask for a volunteer note-taker in the class, and I either have to pay or hunt down someone willing to myself, she said. UVic noted in a statement to Victoria News that changes were made in response to a significant increase in students with an academic accommodation plan. Currently, that number is 3,800 students, about 20% of UVic's population. Rather than increasing the capacity of the Center for Accessible Learning, they're moving some of the responsibility, Brown said. They're not expanding the services, now it's decentralized and unpredictable for students. UVic described academic accommodations as a shared responsibility among students, instructors, academic leaders, CAL, and other units. It noted that many Canadian universities are moving away from traditional accommodations models and shifting towards access-centered teaching and assessment practices in a proactive effort to reduce reliance on individual accommodations. UVic added that units on campus are working to adopt these approaches and noted there are supports and strategies in place to support instructors. Fenton and those who have signed the petition maintain that the current system is not meeting their needs. People with disability have the same rights to be at UVic and learn. By removing access to accommodations, they are essentially removing access to education, Fenton said. The petition alleges that a letter expressing concerns was sent to the senior administration in April and has seen no positive action since. The petition is now calling for action, including that immediate steps be taken to prioritize increasing resources and to centralize the coordination of accommodated exams. The petition can be found at https://win.newmode.net/p/support/accessible-education-for-all-students-at-UVic.